The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The board of directors of the NCAA says, let the money flow. More after this from David Harris of AJC. You could tell change was in the air last January when athletes from some of the top college football powers started wearing black wristbands with the letters APU for All Players United. Kane Coulter, former quarterback at Northwestern who led the movement, said it was time to point out the obvious. The televised college sports are a cash cow for everybody except the athletes who make it happen.
The research is there. The money's there. They're generating billions of dollars on TV revenue. There's a lot of good that could be done with that money.
Player representatives filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board and also filed a stack of signed union cards. Well, now the NCAA has decided to reorganize its governing board in a way that lets the big Division I conferences like the ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, the Pac-12 establish their own rules. And at the top of the wish list, according to CBS's Ben Tracy, is more flexibility to compensate athletes.
The so-called power conferences want to be able to give their athletes more, including thousands of dollars for expenses beyond tuition and room and board, including meals and health care. They also want to ease recruiting rules and provide guaranteed four-year scholarships.
Paying athletes to play would still be off limits. But for an organization that for years has punished teams for simply arranging a loan or allowing the use of a car or providing free meals or even providing extra tickets for family members, this would be the equivalent of legalizing marijuana. Of course, the non-TV conferences don't like this, and they will get a chance to object.
If at least 125 of those smaller schools band together, they could vote to force the NCAA to reconsider its decision within the next 60 days.
Good luck with that. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.